Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Rob Pollock, CEO and president of Primary Corporation. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange Venture, and the ticker symbol is PYC. And Primary Corp is a diversified venture capital and merchant banking firm focused on the small cap market. Thanks for joining us today, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Anytime now. Getting into it, talk to us about the sale of your Grant Uranium joint venture, Ambrosia Lake Uranium Project, and what it means for the company.
Well, the Grant's Uranium joint venture was a legacy asset that we acquired through the acquisition of a previous company, Transamerica. And the Grant's Uranium project is a very interesting exploration project which has uranium resources that was joint ventured with our largest single security investment, which is Neutron Uranium, based in the States. So it made sense for us to make the strategic decision to allow Neutron to acquire the joint venture from us in order to bolster their resource base and hopefully increase the value of our share position.
Great. And as far as the way that the company works within the sector, are joint ventures and strategic alliances an important part of your business model?
Historically, joint ventures were, because it was more of a mining exploration type company. Going forward, we're interested in strategic investments in companies that have solid resource bases.
Mm-hmm.
So direct operating joint ventures are of less interest to us than having a significant investment in companies that have the management depth to execute on the projects.
Great. And so talk about some of the market trends, I guess, right now in uranium and also in and, you know, venture capital, and how well positioned is the company to capitalize on some of the trends?
Well, the company is a resource focused company where we invest in and finance companies that are typically developing projects and not just exploring. The Grants is a good example of that, where combined Neutron has, you know, approximately 40 million pounds of uranium. What we're looking at is, is the resource sector has recovered remarkably well from the bottom here of, say, a year ago, and it's fundamentally based on the decline of the U.S. dollar against other currencies. So Canada is a great place to be investing in resource companies because investors from around the world are coming here and buying assets and making investments, and has caused a strong trend in gold and other hard assets over the last, say, 6 months. So it's really a sweet spot for us in our investment strategy and our portfolio.
Great. And so what makes Primary Corp unique from some of the other players in your sector?
We tend to concentrate on companies that we understand well, so it's not a broad-based portfolio of investments. We tend to work with the companies and help them create value for their shareholders, which typically we are a large shareholder, and we are focused on resource assets globally, but typically with Canadian management or Canadian or American management, and we're undervalued on a book value basis, sort of thing.
Great, and perhaps you can walk us through your background experience, Rob, as well as some of that of the key management team over at Primary Corp.
So my background is investment banking. I was with Dundee Securities Corporation here in Toronto for 9 years, and then established a Toronto base for a Vancouver-based merchant bank called Quest Capital in Toronto, and financed several successful mining companies, and then established Primary Corp. So over the last 15 years, that's sort of my three occupations all in investment banking or principal investing, primarily in the resource sector, but with I guess a reasonable amount of experience in technology. So they're kind of counter-cyclical. So if we do get a technology market, we may get some opportunities to look at.
Great. And so what are some of the other goals and objectives that you guys have for the company over the course of the next year?
Well, the goals of the company are to our first goal was to recover lost ground from the market meltdown or sell-off over the last year, which I think we have successfully done. Our book value is back up to where we originally started. And next would be to grow our book value and our asset value through our investments and new investments that we're looking at.
Great. And so talk to us about, you know, some of the company's key projects right now. What are some of the milestones that you've achieved this year?
Our largest single investment is on a book basis, I guess, is the Neutron. And Neutron has continued developing their projects, and we would hope for some sort of revaluation in the near term. But that has, you know, continued along successfully over the last year through the downturn. Our next largest position is a company called Queenston Mining, which is an exploration and developer in the gold space in one of the historic mining camps, Kirkland Lake, Ontario. And they have successfully built value and raised capital, and we are it's our second largest position, so we're positioned well in uranium and in gold. Other metals or commodities we have investments in are lithium and copper, with two solid junior emerging companies that we hope will add value going forward.
Good. And in terms of investors, do you believe your company's investment story and upside potential is completely understood and appreciated by the financial community, by the investment community?
And I think it's a work in progress. The company does not have a broad following yet, and I think as the story unfolds, we'll develop more sponsorship and following.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Rob Pollack, CEO and President of Primary Corp. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is PYC, and is currently trading at 80 cents a share. So before we conclude, Rob, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
The company has concentrated investments in gold, uranium, and other commodities that tend to perform well in a declining U.S. dollar environment. The company is trading below book value. And you know, management is active in attempting to increase book value regularly.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on some of your upcoming projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors.
Great, and thanks for having me.
Anytime.